Congratulations. You have been selected as being in the top 7.5% of human specimens in our database and have been assigned species protection and propagation responsibilities. Our endeavors require human stock of the pedigree you display. While human reproduction cannot be guaranteed, data shows that heightened pleasure and arousal are optimal for successful biological intimacy, protein transfer, and conception. It is my role to help you perform a pleasant coupling experience to that end. If you do not wish to perform the human mating protocol, you may report to biological reprocessing. If you wish to perform the human mating protocol, please go to your sleeping quarters, lie fully clothed on the bed, and face your mate. You have 10 seconds to perform this task. We will now run the human mating protocol. For successful biological intimacy, it is essential that the female feels emotionally wanted in a genuine way. The male must touch her face with his hand and tell her, in his own words, that he loves her. He must do this now. He has 4 seconds to perform this task. For successful biological intimacy, it is important for the male to feel physically wanted in a genuine way. The female must now touch the male's chest, bicep, or genitals with her hand and tell him, in her own words, that she desires his body. She must do this now. She has 4 seconds to perform this task. Now it is time to prepare your bodies. He must now begin to kiss her neck and brush his fingers through her hair. Do this now. He must brush his hand across her body, gently caressing her curves, breasts, and belly. Do this now. At this point in the mating protocol, she needs only passively enjoy the attention and provide the male positive reinforcement. She may utter occasional humming sounds or words whenever his actions feel pleasing. Remember, the male's sexual ego is delicate. It is forbidden to belittle him. He must now begin to undress her. This action must be executed slowly, sensually, and smoothly. She must become confident that the male's fingers will soon pleasure her. It is forbidden to be awkward, rip clothing, or hurt her. Slowly undress her now. She may assist in removing clothing that may contain fasteners with which he is unskilled. It is optimal for her to keep her bra and panties on for now, as these provide visual stimuli for him. Once the female has presented herself as passive, willing to become unclothed, and his for the taking, she may now begin to actively show her passion for him. She may touch him or remove his clothing. Do this now. She may try to undo his belt. However, if this occurs, he needs to stop her and state the following: "No, I wish only to pleasure you." It is time for him to touch her inner thighs. She must part her legs and allow his hand to brush her skin softly and slowly. He must continue to kiss her and must touch her thighs with delicacy, inching closer to her panties. The slower he can move closer, the more aroused she will become. Do this now. She is permitted to breathe heavily, moan, or hum with pleasure if she wishes, and now, may reach again for his belt. While this is encouraged, and the action is a behavioral stimulus for the male, he must again express that his priority is pleasuring her. He needs to repeat, "No, I wish only to pleasure you." He may now rub her panties as he kisses her. Do this now. He may kiss her neck as he rubs her panties. Do this now. He may undo her bra and may ask for assistance if required. Do this now. He may kiss her breasts as he rubs her panties. Do this now. He may kiss her belly as he rubs her panties. Do this now. He may now reposition his body such that he is on his front, between her legs, with his face close to her panties. Do this now. He may kiss her panties and slide his fingers beneath them to touch her. Intimate couples often desire to use crude language, so for this session, we shall refer to her genitalia as a cunt. He may now touch her cunt and feel its wetness. Do this now. She must provide audio cues for him when he does things that pleasure her. She may say supportive words now. She must now pull her panties to the side and allow him to lick her cunt, or to eat her out. She may approve and tell him to eat her out. Tell him now. He may now take her hand, place it upon her clitoris, or clit, and encourage her to pleasure herself as he eats her cunt. He may tell her to finger herself deeply and then allow him to taste her fingers. Do this now. Now she must assert her desire to be fucked hard. She must remove her panties and insist he gets that fat cock out. She must remove her panties and tell him to get out his fat fucking cock. It is important that the male feels desired. Data shows that 96% of males love getting their cock sucked. She must sit up and suck that fat fucking cock. Do it now. He is permitted to place his hands on her head and gently perform slow fucking motions with his hips. He must also provide positive reinforcement. Recommendations for phrases include, yeah, fuck yeah, fuck, oh my god, and suck it. Provide encouraging words now. If possible, he may also attempt to finger fuck her cunt. If not, he may encourage her to touch herself. Do this now. Stop. Now kiss again as she uses a vibrator that stimulates her cunt as well as her clit. Do this now. She is now allowed to fuck herself and he is allowed to watch her, pleasure himself, or kiss her. Remember, timings vary for different humans. He must allow her to get close to orgasm. She needs time. He must take his cues from her. He must remain aroused, and when she is ready to be fucked hard, she must say the following, "Fuck me, hard." When she says this, he must slide his fat fucking cock into her cunt and fuck her hard. You have 15 minutes to perform this task until completion.
Thank you. Thank you.